Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greek George. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is hit by the pitch. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Hughes, who tags Walker for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. JoJo White now playing right field. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Rogel moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from George and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe takes first base on ball four. Jojo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a line drive into center field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. George moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Gehringer who tags Averill trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trotsky moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trotsky scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rowe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hughes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. George hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. George reaches second base with a double. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. George moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George scores. Feller moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Feller moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Feller scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Jake Wade now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. JoJo White now playing center field. Frank Riber now playing right field. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. George hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tebbets strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by George for a passed ball. Owen moves to third. Wade moves to second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Averill scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.